Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. As you know, this is Percy here speaking to you every Sunday morning. And don't worry, guys. I know people ask me, why do you get up every Sunday morning? I said, no, I'm up early, but I don't tape the show live. So just letting you know, we tape it during a weekday and we put it on now. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to our podcast on our website, thank you very much. Because more and more people are doing that because they don't get up Sunday morning. You know, it's funny. People think seniors get up early. And yeah, some do, but a lot of them do not. They might get out of bed maybe 9 o'clock and watch TV for the hour, but they really don't get up at 7 o'clock. There are some, but you'd be surprised how many are not. So it's great to tell your friends, neighbors, your parents, or even yourself, go to generations808.com. /radio, and you can actually listen on your smartphone, and on your laptop, which I do, and we're here on Hawaii's oldies channel, and it is, guys, probably the most listened to radio show for seniors 50 plus. Actually, I should say 60 plus, but really 50 plus in the state, because I get calls, emails all the time. It's amazing. Almost every day, I run into somebody that listens to your show, even this morning. I was on the phone at 7:30 in the morning talking to somebody before I came. He goes, "Boy, I love your show." I said, "Wow, you get up every Sunday morning?" "No, I go to your website." So thanks for listening to our website. That's what we do. Just look on the tab for the different topic headlines. So this show is the Senior Health Insurance Assisted Program with Ms. Wanda here. So Wanda, thank you for coming in. I've been wanting to get you guys on the show for so long. Just, I'm glad the date worked out for you. But it kind of explained what the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, because the A is silent.
Yes. So Hawaii SHIP, like Percy said, State Health Insurance Assistance Program, we're a federally funded, volunteer-based program administered by the State Department of Health Executive Office on Aging. And our mission is to empower, educate, and assist Medicare beneficiaries, their loved ones, their caregivers, soon-to-be retirees about Medicare, because Medicare is so confusing.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling Norma from last week that I've taped probably at least five different shows and five different companies in the last probably 10 years. And it's amazing. I learned something new almost every show.
Yes.
And I've been doing this 20 years. I've been doing a magazine going on 12. I know all the Medicare companies. Most of them are in a magazine. I still learn something every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. To me, it's mind-boggling because I kind of pride myself on knowing what's going on with aging, and it's just amazing. But I got to tell you, you guys did a coup early this year with getting your commercials out there.
Yes.
And getting three iconic men on your show on the commercials. How do you guys got them all together?
Sure. We are working with Spectrum Reach, which is Charter Communications,
right.
And they know Vince Gu, Jim Leahy, and Dave Shoji because they work with the
sports.
University of Hawaii Sports.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow. I tell you, I mean, I thought about having them on a cover of the magazine. I will at some point. But to get all three together,
yeah,
I'll tell you, it's amazing. And they're so good in that commercial. And it really tells you everything about it. But real quick, before we get going, what's the best way to reach SHIP?
We have a website, and we keep improving our website. So hawaiiship.org.
That's it?
Yes. We also have a helpline and a toll-free number. Our helpline is 808-586-7299. Our toll-free number is 1-888-875-9229.
Yeah, and don't forget, guys, because it's 888, it doesn't mean it's a toll. It's toll free, because actually they got too many 800 numbers, so they had to switch over. So actually, there's a few different other area codes with different. And then by the next month or November, where you got to switch to 808.
I believe
calling every even on Oahu.
Yeah,
you got to use 808.
I saw that from the Department of Health.
It'll be in our magazine, and the reason why that is, you know why that is?
Why is that?
Because they're people got confused with the area code, and I guess some other places, I can't remember exactly, but some other places required it. And for Manoa especially, it was something about Manoa and their phone numbers, but it has to be routed to 808.
I think also, too, there's a helpline.
Yes.
That's going to start.
Yes, and it's going to be, isn't it 811 or something like that? I can't remember what it was. But yeah, so don't forget, guys. I have a problem with that because I have about 5,000 phone numbers on my phone. I've had for the last 15 years on this phone number. And now I have to go back and change because a lot of times I didn't put 808 when I saved the phone number.
Same here.
Oh, so guys, don't forget that. There's a little tip there. And I think it's going to start October or sometime November. But mm-hmm. If your phone doesn't go through, it's because you got to add 808 to the phone number. So thank you very much. But you guys have done a great job. The commercials are great. And yeah, HawaiiShip.org, guys, has everything you need to have for them. I'm on their website right now. Do you guys have videos here too?
We do. I love videos. Sign up for Medicare when you turn 65, how to sign up online for Medicare, the enrollment periods. We have basic Medicare information in English, Tagalog, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Korean.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm on a website right now. I love videos, by the way. It's so funny. I have a young son. My son's only a junior in high school. My wife, we're always asking me questions like, I know everything. I don't know everything. I know a lot of everything about senior stuff. I told my son this morning, just Google it.
Yeah.
Just Google it. But I love videos. So you got, I mean, are you, you have great different languages. Are you going to increase in any other languages?
Yes, we do. We partner with the University of Hawaii at Manoa, the Social Work and Centers on Aging.
Great.
We have an Introduction to Medicare course offered every spring. And the students, that's from their projects that they develop.
Oh, wow.
So last, in 2020 was our inaugural course. They developed the English, Tagalog, and Korean videos, and then another group of students added Cantonese and Vietnamese. And one of the students is actually three of the students. One did the Tagalog, the other did the Korean, and then another one did the Cantonese.
Well, that's
so
great.
So much talent and skills.
With our
university students.
But it's kind of good to have these kids getting involved now.
Yes.
To give
yes.
back, because that's one of the things that I always tell people, and I've been preaching this for 20 plus years, that we all have to give back to the community. That's, you know, it was mentioned many years ago by some celebrities, but it was, you know, basically the giving back to the community is the rent you pay for living on this earth.
Mm.
And it's so true, and I just encourage everybody to give back a little bit in some form or fashion. Doesn't have to be with seniors, but seniors are great. To me, I tell people, I train financial advisors, attorneys, CPA, realtors, and I say, this is the best community to work for.
Yeah, it is. And work with.
Yes. It's just because they're sincere, they're mm-hmm. honest, they respect you, and they really appreciate what you do. And I'm sure thousands of people appreciate what you've been doing.
And also our volunteers are mostly older adults who are retired, so they have the time to give back. They bring the knowledge from their careers, whether it be in insurance, human resources, teaching. We have public school teachers.
Oh, they're the best. They're the best because they're compassionate, they're sincere, mm-hmm. and they want to give back. They understand the power of educating somebody. And that's really what it is, guys. We're here with the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. And you've probably seen those commercials on TV. But it's really about empowering yourself. In fact, I was telling my son this morning that, you know, knowledge is the key to success in life.
That
you really
true.
Have to have that knowledge. You know, I didn't have a finance background when I got into mortgage business in 1988. I just took a chance. But I was been a student of mortgages for many years. And now with seniors, you know, my day job is a reverse mortgage. And when I realized after 6 months, I knew nothing about aging. And that's why I started my radio show, and I actually started the first Kupuna Connection show with Dr. Cullen Hayashida.
Mm-hmm.
Because I called up the state. I said, I want to learn about aging. And so, you call this person. And say, well, who's this guy? Oh, he did a TV show. Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about doing a TV show. Seriously, when I emailed Dr. Cullen Hayashida, swear to God, 10 minutes, he emailed me back. Let's get together for lunch. And that's what started the Kupuna Connection. And I think he's still doing a little bit on Olelo. But he is kind of one of our icons in the aging industry with his background and knowledge. And he continues to give back and do programs and do speaking engagements. But I want to talk more about your services that you provide in the community there, and now the counseling assistance. How does that work?
So a person who needs help with their Medicare plan or wants to understand the options because they're turning 65, they can go on our website or call our helpline. Now, there are, if you go to the contact page on our website, there's a number of buttons to click on. If you want to request a counseling appointment, you put all of your information in there. Or if you call our helpline or toll-free number, you will listen to a recorded message, and you would have the opportunity to state your question you want answered or your concern. And the reason why we don't have a live call number right now is that our staff will assign the client to a counselor most knowledgeable about their
specific inquiry.
Right, right.
Well, I like what I'm on the HawaiiShip.org website. Go on the far right, click contact, and then you'll get a page that has different icons. You just click on the icon. It's the counseling request, presentation request, volunteer request, or free publication request. So let's click on free publication request. So you can get information. You put your information in, and then you get the information. Okay. So
yeah, we'll send them a Medicare new handbook while supplies last. We're still with the 2021. 2022 should come out next month. And then
in Medicare enrollment period.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we also have some calendars that we send out too if they want.
So you actually do presentations as well, like Holly do over at SMP?
We do. And in fact, we're doing one right now for the Generations Magazine.
That's
brown
right.
Bag.
I missed it. So, yeah, guys. So as you know, I'm very involved. And the magazine does webinars every Wednesday. And thanks to Cynthia Arnold, who's hosting that, Ship will be presenting about what you guys do. And so if you missed it, go to our generations808.com website. Look under the far right block there. It says listen to our radio show podcast and a webinar, and you'll see it on there. And so like a lot of people, you know, they can't write as fast as we talk. So I tell people, just go back to the website, click on the link, and you can listen to it, play back, rewind it back and forth for different information. But you know, I like the way you guys do this website, and it's so nice. And I think you guys, you know, just amazing what you guys have been doing. Okay, so you do counseling, and then what about presentations? Right now, is it just virtual?
Right now, it's just virtual. We are looking into resuming in person, but that's, you know, depends
that's a
on
tough
the
one.
Positive cases of COVID, so
yeah,
we have to keep everybody safe.
You know, I had dinner with the mayor a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Larry Price, and very interesting guy. I mean, I like what he's doing. He's a business background like myself, and he just says get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I run into people like I said every day that has not been vaccinated, and everybody has a great reason, but the reason to get vaccinated is to stop this pandemic. I don't think it's not a better reason. Otherwise, I can tell you, the mayor has said, if we don't stop this thing, we could go on for a year like this. Can you imagine a year of this shutdown?
We've been through 1 year already.
I know, but another year.
Yeah,
I thought after a year we'd be done.
Yeah.
You know, but another year. I mean, what was it, Maui? And I know Mr. Victorino.
Mm-hmm.
Now over there, I think it's only 5 indoor and 10 outdoor, I think it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's less than Oahu. And so that's serious stuff. And I love to go to Maui too.
Yeah.
But it's just unbelievable. So in terms of educational materials, what do they get?
We also have hard copy publications that we can mail to them. And we also have some digital copies on our website.
Okay. And they have videos as well, yeah?
Yes, our video, well, our
are they
videos.
Educational videos?
The Medicare basics that you can find on our homepage. And then if you go to our FAQ page, you'll see 3 more videos.
Okay. Yeah, guys, I'm 61, and I went almost every day at somebody at 65, just about, because I hang around older people. And I'll tell you guys, when you're close to 65, or if you're like a year away, 2 years away, I wouldn't worry so much. But a year away, 6 months away, you know, you really got to get in tune with understanding what Medicare is, because like I said, I've done many shows and I'm still learning as I speak. And it's very, very important to understand what Medicare is, what Medicare is not, the different programs. I mean, I love HMSA, Kaiser, United Healthcare, Ohana, Aloha, but you really got to decide for yourself in your specific situation, financially, location-wise, what's the best program for you.
I'm glad you bring that up because we do have plan comparison specialists.
Oh, that's
especially
good.
Open enrollment, people start to get mailers from the different health insurance companies.
And commercials and
stuff.
And
it can be very confusing because you
yep.
have to look into the details of the plan. That plan may sound good because it either a zero premium, but when you look to see if your medications aren't covered, you find out that they aren't.
And I think the website does, you can put in your medication and it can spit out basically
yes.
what program it offers.
There
those,
is a right? Medicare.gov.
Right.
There
okay.
is a Medicare plan finder. If somebody isn't too comfortable using the computer, that's where a plan comparison specialist come
good.
In. And then you can make an appointment the same way through our helpline or our website. We'll send you a form to fill out. And we ask you to list all your prescription drugs, if you're taking any, your closest pharmacy, the name of your provider. That goes to our plan comparison specialist, and they will go into Medicare.gov, the Medicare Plan Finder tool, and do the research for the client.
Yeah. And that, guys, that is so important because you may be healthy today, but 6 months from now, you might have an episode or get diagnosed with cancer or heart issues. It's really, really important to understand that as you get older, 65 plus, you're going to be more susceptible to having health issues.
I mean,
I'm only 61. I'm finally, because all the sports I played when I was young, all the things that coming back to me, like, I mean, I never had a hip problem.
Yeah.
Now I got a hip problem, you know?
Yeah.
Now I never had an elbow problem, even though I was a baseball pitcher. Now I got an elbow problem.
I'm in the same boat. It's like, oh, am I dying? And then I go to my doctor and say, no, you're just getting older.
Oh, yeah. I'm 61 and I have a hard time. When people would say, oh, you get a senior discount, I'll take it, but it's just amazing. But it's so funny. I play a lot of golf and mm-hmm. softball, and it's amazing when people go, hey, uncle, thanks, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still not used to uncle, but I'll take it. That's okay. That's okay. But in terms of videos, I mean, guys, I love videos, but like I said, if you're going to be turning 65, it's really important to get as much data as possible. Talk to as many people as you possibly can. And I also... don't rely on your friend's plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have different health concerns.
Well, so financial concerns. Whether you want an out of pocket
well
or zero
yes.
premium. It was. I still remember the day I was at Zippy's and about five guys, all guys, talking, and one guy stood up. Yeah, you know, this plan is really, really good. It's the best plan I've ever seen. And like, oh please, you know, that's a good plan. I know what plan it is, but I mean, listen, everybody. Mm-hmm. has their own different issues.
Yeah.
And isn't medication like one of the most important things they need to look at first, yeah?
True. I mean, some people will say, well, I'm not taking any prescription drugs now, but in the future, as you said, and then the analogy we like to use is if you go out and buy a car, you don't buy the insurance when you get into an accident. It's always in case
yes.
something happens to your car.
Yes.
So we have to think of our bodies the same way.
Well, you're more susceptible, but then, you know, LASIK is really popular. I think that's the number one reimbursement for Medicare. I was reading someplace. But, yeah, guys, so if you're looking at that, ask for a presentation, ask for a one-on-one, ask for look at your medications, because medications is huge. Besides where you live, because neighbor islands are a little bit different, and besides what doctors you have too, right? Because
yes.
some places, these doctors are retiring.
Or they don't accept Medicare.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
My eye doctor stopped it 3 years ago.
Oh.
Because he didn't want to deal with all the Medicare protocols, you know, the reporting and all the stuff they got to input on you.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. He just said, no, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As well, you know, you have to really look at 60% of all doctors today are over 50, if not 60. 60% of all nurses over 60. That's a big issue. And you're going to see more and more. My doctor just retired in March, did 2021. I have to go find another doctor now. So I was telling my wife that, you know, we got to find a doctor that's younger than us and close to where we live, because we're not moving. We live in town. We're not moving out of town. We're going to stay somewhere in town. So we got to start strategically planning because it's so critical.
That happened to me. My doctor retired, and the physician that took over his practice is younger than me, so I lucked out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that happened because mm-hmm. I get calls from people that, or personal friends of mine that mm-hmm. hasn't worked out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, really important, guy. I can't stress it enough. Okay, so enrollment period is October 15th,
yes.
which is coming up very soon.
Very soon.
And so, then they have until December 7th.
Yes, to make changes to their plans if they choose to.
Right. And that's really important, guys, to really look at that because your health is going to change. I mean, mm-hmm. hopefully you stay healthy, and I always promote healthy living and living well, but it's just so important. Now, after the December 7th, they still have a time where they can switch plans, right?
That's, if they have a Medicare Advantage plan, they can do that. And the open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st for Medicare Advantage.
Oh, only Medicare Advantage?
Yeah.
Not for the supplemental or plans?
Well, if they switch, they can switch plans, or if they switch back to original Medicare, then they could look into. But they have this guaranteed issue. Rights about because supplements or insurance is sold by private insurance companies, yeah. So that's another.
So you're talking about having to qualify,
yeah,
medically, right?
Yes. So there's a period when you can sign up, and then
yeah,
you don't have to go through that the screening, but
within what 65 or 6 months after 65,
and you get Part B.
Yeah. So guys, just remember, yeah. So you don't you there's no qualifying if you apply right at 65 for pre-existing health insurance health conditions, right?
Right. They won't screen for that. Yeah. But then afterwards
they will. Guys, you got to be careful with that. I'd rather be safe than sorry. So just talk to your Medicare professional, call SHIP, you can always do that. But it's kind of important. A lot of people don't know. They just started it a year, 2 years ago.
Where
you can change your plan up until March 30th.
Yeah, in 2019, I believe it was, when they added that Medicare Advantage open enrollment period.
So if you're not sure, call SHIP to find out that you can change your plan after you sign up. Because, you know, I've been involved in aging for 20 years and magazine for 12. And I remember when all these companies started selling Medicare, I would get calls from Office on Aging, SHIP, Elderly Affairs, hey, this guy is saying you can't change a plan, can you? I said, why are you calling me for? I said, well, you know all those guys. I said, well, let me make a difference. And I didn't know.
Mm.
So I actually called your office. I don't know who it was back then. He goes, yeah, you can change.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is before this time. But by October 7th, and they signed up in like the October 20th, and they wanted to change by December 1st. And the agent went back in those days and said, well, you can't change.
Mm.
But they can. And unfortunately, some of these agents are no longer in business because they were not ethical. Today, Medicare agents are great. I don't know what your experience is, but mm-hmm. I don't have too many questions about the Medicare agents. They're all pretty honest. Medicare mm-hmm. has come down really tight. I mean, when I first started with this Medicare enrollment period with the Part D, guys were giving away Las Vegas trips to get them to come to the, but I would get complaints.
Mm.
They never gave it away. All they wanted was your name and phone number.
Interesting.
So these scams out there, when they first started, I was like, wow, these guys are smooth. So I would call them up. Say, hey guys, you guys can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, the state's going to come on after you. So you've got to be, you know, you got to stop what you're doing. And they did definitely clean up. I mean, I don't see any of that anymore.
Yeah.
I've talked to many Medicare companies that sell insurance, and they're all in, most of them in a magazine. And I do know who they are. And I make sure that if they come in a magazine, especially, if we get any complaints, we will investigate. Mm-hmm. We want to have an answer. We will do it. If not, we're going to report you to SHIP or Better Business Bureau or mm-hmm. Department of Commerce Consumer Affairs, because not good.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm the protector of all, but for seniors, the magazine does pride ourselves on what we put out there. Very, very important. So the plan comparisons, so you guys have a list of all the current ones that's going to be offered in 2022?
Yes. Wow. I mean, they don't have to wait for a plan comparison for the October, the open enrollment period. We do get requests for plan comparisons, especially from people who have Part A, Part B. They want to look into a Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. So our specialist will look into that, do the research for them. But we get the most questions and most requests for assistance in open enrollment.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We're here with the State Health Insurance Assistance Program and Wanda here. So thank you very much, Wanda. Don't forget, go to hawaiiship.org. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations. Thanks for tuning in here. And if you're listening to our podcast on our website, thank you and kudos to you for doing that. Please tell your neighbors, your people from church, your different groups that you've been in contact with about the important information we provide out there, especially today with the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. But don't forget, the October issue will be out. It actually will be out later this year, later this October. So I mean, probably about the third or fourth week of October. And it's actually one of my favorite topics. I've always wanted to do it. It's going to be, I want to get a sneak peek on my laptop here. It's about giving lay. And how important it is to give out lay. You know, my wife and I love to give out lays. We have our favorite lay store we go to, the couple that we go to. But I've always loved to go to the airport lay stands. And Aku is a friend of mine, a good fellow golfer as well. So we talk a little bit about her, and we brought in Akumu to talk about the importance of giving lay, the love of giving lay, and we receive a lay. But it's just important, especially in this pandemic time, we've all been away from each other. And you know, now we're seeing more people getting together. It's important to give lay. And actually really to support our local lay growers and farmers out there. So thanks very much. This issue, guys, is October, November, actually December issue. A lot of Medicare information in here. All the companies are in here. Our webinars, if you go to our website, we are doing one on Medicare, a couple actually on Medicare. But it's really important to understand as we get older, we really need to understand our benefits out there besides Social Security. There's Medicare, but it's a great story about giving lay. We promote all what we do in the magazine with our webinars, our radio podcasts. We're supportive of the Alzheimer's Association as well. But every issue, as you guys know, it's important that we share this information with everybody. Share it with our neighbors and friends. And it's really important to give back to the community But also, like Norma said last week, we all know a neighbor that maybe has a senior lives by himself. Just reach out to them. You know, I live next to two seniors that unfortunately passed away in the last 3 years, but they're all in their 90s. And I have two more across the street from where we all give. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife will cook them banana bread or something, and it's so cute. Not an hour later, they come back and bring you something as a return gift. It's so cute. I love those guys. We can't live without them. And I see them almost every day out in the yard, in the garage. So thanks to our neighbors there. I hope you do our listening and helping out your neighbors, because there's a lot of information we provide out there. But Alzheimer's is a big, besides Medicare, Alzheimer's is a big topic we always talk about. The number of people that have been documented have Alzheimer's is going to nearly double in the next 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Because people weren't documented.
Yes.
Even my own family, people weren't documented. Mm-hmm. And it is this old age. I said, if the doctor told you that, he goes, yeah, get rid of the doctor. Get a geriatrician. Because a lot of times these doctors don't have time to talk or do a test.
Yes.
There's a simple 20-question test I think they take. But it's not a guarantee, but it can give you a good idea about the state of your cognitive issues with your loved one. So anyway, check it out. A lot of great articles in here again as well. Thanks to our staff. I appreciate everybody that's been doing it. We're on Facebook as well. Not on Twitter or Instagram yet, but we're on Facebook. So check it out. We have a lot of great information we push out there and can promote our podcast. So don't forget generation808.com. Anyway, Wanda, thanks for coming in, by the way. Can people call
us.
Your office as well? I know you could do a lot of good online stuff, but can people call you instead?
Yes, we also have our helpline.
That's right, your helpline.
Yeah, so okay. They can leave their request there for counseling assistance.
Yeah, especially for the neighbor islands, it's 888-875-9229. And you also have the other text form, right?
Yes.
For hearing impaired?
Yes.
And that number is 866-810-4379. If you're in Oahu, 586-7299. But don't forget, you got to add 808 to all your phone numbers, whether you're calling across the street or to the neighbor island. You got to add 808 coming sometime in October. And we're going to have a story in a magazine about that. But it's really good information on the website, hawaiiship.org. Anyway, for what else were we going to talk about? Your comparisons we talked about. And you can request information on one-on-ones. You're celebrating 30 years?
Yes, next year.
Wow.
The Executive Office on Aging received the first grant of SHIP grant in 1992. And this was from an act of Congress to create the program. And there are 50 SHIPs there's a SHIP in every state, and we have a SHIP in 4 territories.
Right. Just like the your Medicare patrol.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about volunteers. What else?
Well, we are so fortunate to have this great group of volunteers who really care about providing Medicare beneficiaries with accurate information so they can make decisions that will affect their lives.
It's so important because the volunteers is the lifeblood for all state and city county agencies, but also for the nonprofits. But your volunteers must have great pride in what you folks do out there, but you guys do so much.
I believe they do. They take pride in what they do, and they are also proud of the program that they volunteer for. The volunteer coordinator and I, her name is Candace, she and I put our volunteers at the top of the program because we wouldn't have a program without them. And we provide trainings. We have our monthly meeting that also includes trainings, but we have special trainings. We're working to develop a financial assistance specialist role.
Really?
So for people who
that's be great.
Need help paying for their premiums or co-pays or prescription drugs with Medicare, they will do the same thing like our plan comparison specialist and help with the application process.
Yeah, you know, my day job is a reverse mortgage, and I work with seniors specifically for the last 20 years. And it just financially, seniors struggle in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And if you live long enough past the age of 80, 85, a lot of people will run out of money.
Yes.
And it's something that and we're not even talking about long-term care yet. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody just the other day, a healthcare professional, well-known healthcare professional. He said, you know, probably by 2030, life expectancy in Hawaii is going to be nearly 90. if not over 90.
People are living longer here.
And I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did a conference a couple of years ago on regenerative medicine, and there's already printers that can print skin.
Mm-hmm.
There's already printers that can print limbs. They're working on lungs and livers now.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 years from now, when I'm 81, I'll be able to tap into the service. I mean, it is the futuristic, but it is so important that we understand how to navigate the healthcare system. But it's just really important. But your volunteers statewide as well?
Yes, we have volunteers in every county. And we also partner with the area agencies on aging.
Yes.
And
so triple A's.
Yes.
Are you actually like on Kauai, you have Kealoha, Takahashi.
Yes.
Now, the person on Debbie on Maui, you actually moved to the mainland?
Right, to work in another organization.
In Washington, D.C.
James Mariano is the
acting.
Acting, yeah.
Oh, okay. And on the Big Island is?
Horace Farr.
Oh, is she permanent now?
Is he
acting? Was he
you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard something about that. I couldn't figure that
because
one out.
With the new mayor, they always wonder, is somebody else going to move into that position?
Yeah.
And then, of course, elderly affairs on
right.
Oahu.
So, yeah, on Oahu, so you have the four counties. We actually mm-hmm. did the four directors on our cover.
Yes, I remember.
3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cute to see them all together. I tell you, guys, those for family members especially, because I deal with a lot of families, the area agencies on aging, the county on aging offices is the lifeblood.
Yes, they do so much more than
on the ground, boots on the ground, as they mm-hmm. say. But they do so much more, and obviously, you guys are part of that. But
mm-hmm.
now, I see you have a newsletter on your website too. Can anybody get a copy of that, or did it just go to the website?
We've been doing it digital. It takes a lot of money to print out a newsletter.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh no, I get it.
Yeah, as you're well
so
aware.
I would tell you, find somebody that's tech savvy, or go to the library. Mm-hmm. Library is a great resource. I know it's limited right now mm-hmm. on access. You got to have a vaccination to get in there. But really, really, the library has got great resources over there. And they have a computer that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
But I would highly recommend just talk to the library and say, can somebody just log me on to the hawaiiship.org? But guys, the information you can get here, you know, I get calls every week from family dealing with mm-hmm. Medicare or dealing with healthcare issues or financial issues. That you really got to utilize the SHIP resource here. Great information here. I love it. Well, it's actually pretty good, you know. A lot of great information, guys. And you have yours is every month?
Three times a year.
Oh, three times a year.
January,
okay.
Then we do spring, summer, around
got
May.
It.
And then our next one will come out next month as soon as we get those 2022 Medicare updates.
Yeah, so when can we find out about 2022 Medicare plans?
In October.
October
so,
15th.
So older adults who are on Medicare, they are getting their 2022 Medicare new handbooks now. They should be receiving them soon.
This is the end of September, October.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll get their copy before we get our copy in the office that we distribute to anyone who asks.
Okay. Quite a question for you. Like I said, I'm always looking... You know, my eyes and my ears and everything I is geared towards seniors. What happens if someone has a complaint about an agent or a company about the plan, like they didn't disclose everything or they just thought they were a scam? Can they call you guys?
S&P deals with the scams.
Oh,
but sometimes
Medicare Patrol.
It's just a miscommunication between the member and the plan. And then we do intervene if they call us. We can... call either Medicare.gov or call the plans directly and try and see what's going on. Because a lot of times members don't know what questions to ask.
Yeah, or they didn't quite hear it correctly.
Yeah.
Guys, go to HawaiiShip.org and they have great videos about how to enroll in Medicare, the Advantage plans. And a lot of people like the Advantage plans, yeah? They're so popular. That's the one all-inclusive?
Different plans offer different things. And, of course, the more you spend on a plan, the more you get. But we've learned from our counselors, our volunteer counselors on the Big Island, that the options for Medicare Advantage aren't there like they are on Oahu.
The neighbor islands, they're all
so,
a little bit different.
Yeah, very different. And so... there's more interest for original Medicare, A and B, and a Part D, separate Part D prescription drug plan, and then the Medigap, which is that supplement insurance that
that's
we talked about.
That's for Neighbor
Islands. Well, you can also have that here.
Yeah, you can have it here too.
But then over there, since the Medicare Advantage plans are limited, it may be more beneficial for someone to be on original Medicare with the Part D prescription drugs and the Medigap supplement insurance. And just a note that you cannot have Medigap with a Medicare Advantage Part C.
Foreign to me. I mean,
yeah, that's two different things.
All your terminologies. I see here you have a video on how to apply for Medicare online.
Yes, and that's from one of our. You don't have to. Even for Part C plans, Medicare Advantage, if you go to that Medicare Plan Finder, you can click the Enroll button and do it without an agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. See, I learned something new now. Mm-hmm. I thought you always had to go through an agent.
Well, because Part A and Part B is for Social Security.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got it right. Okay. What are some of the common questions people ask you when they know what you do?
I'm turning 65 and I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Because, yeah. I live with a person who turned 65 in January of next year, and he's starting to get the mailers like, you're turning 65, get ready for Medicare, from private insurance companies.
Oh, yeah, Medicare doesn't do that anymore. Medicare doesn't send out that book, do they?
Unless you are already receiving Social Security benefits, then it becomes automatic. But if you're not, then it's like, oh, what do I do? That's why we're here. So that's a lot of the questions we get. So as a result, we have a presentation that we call Project Grad 65. And we present with the Social Security Administration, the public affairs specialist in Honolulu. The first hour of the presentation, she talks about Social Security benefits that people are eligible for if they paid into Social Security. And then we follow up with the Medicare basics information. And we just had one last week, and our next one is coming up in November. We will put a pop-up flyer, so when you go onto our website, that'll be the first thing you see.
Yeah, that's so important. But I like what you guys are doing, because I get calls all the time from my guys I play golf with, a softball. Yeah, that's kind of, we did this. But it's amazing. Once they sign up, they think they know everything about Medicare. So trust me, guys.
Yeah, no.
As you get older, and especially if they're not taking any medication. I play with a lot of healthy guys, but I say, once you have to take medication, that's a whole nother game.
Right.
Medicare is just amazes me how every year they go back and they change. Not every time, but a lot of times they just change the medication they will cover.
Oh, yeah? I see.
And also whether it's what you call generic or the real thing, it just amazes me. You know, how they can get away with that, but it's important. But besides, what do they do? Let's say they have Medicare and they're 80 years old. Are there anything specific that they need to understand?
Sometimes there are problems with coverage, and so we can help with that. Other times it's just clarifications, like maybe they do need to want to make a change to the health plans, and so they can do that every October 15th through December 7th.
Okay. And like for myself, let's say I come up to you and say, hey, Wanda, my doctor doesn't do Medicare. What do I do?
Then you would need to find a provider that does. So if a plan is terminating its coverage for whatever reason, they would give you a special enrollment period so you could find another plan.
Do other companies, there's so many, what's Humana, United Healthcare, Aloha, HMSA, Kaiser. I don't want to leave anybody out. Who else would I leave out?
Say HMSA?
HMSA. Yeah. Do they all have lists of their doctors that take Medicare?
I'm not that sure.
Okay.
But they do have, each of them will print out the plan coverage details, summary details, and so you could probably get that information there. Or ask your provider directly.
That's really important. That's really important.
Because sometimes... what we'll tell the client to do is just go back to the plan and get the information directly from the plan.
Yeah, it just. So, what about? Can you talk a little bit about Medicare outside the United States?
As far as being
coverage,
there is no Medicare outside this United States.
Okay, that's
you
what
have
I
to be live right. You have to live.
Yeah, Medicare doesn't cover outside like I have people in the Philippines.
You know, I was listening to a radio program where a woman lived. She was still a U.S. Citizen, lived in Italy, and she paid into Social Security. So maybe she worked for a American
government
company.
Yeah.
But she couldn't use Medicare in Italy. She'd have to come back to the United States to get coverage.
Can you talk a little bit about Medigap? Because people hear that all that term. What is Medigap?
Medigap covers the gaps that Medicare doesn't cover. So you could either get it may pay for co-payments. I know one covers pints of blood. There's a number of things that it covers. I think the most comprehensive plan may also have travel built in.
You mean outside of our home state?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of important, like when you go to Vegas. Oh. You know, it's really important. What about for military?
Military, they have a lot of their own plans because they're covered by the federal government. And so we are also learning about all the TRICARE for life for those who are retired. We just had a presentation from NARF, the National
Associated Retired Federal Employees.
And learned about this huge group of plans that people are eligible for.
Yeah, federal employees.
Just in Hawaii alone. I mean, if you're a postal worker, you have a number of plans to choose from. Yeah, yeah, depending on what role position you had in the federal government.
What about for state or city employees? Is that
EUTF?
Where the state pays for their insurance?
You earn your benefits. Right. Like I'm a state employee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to be able to cover you then and your spouse? If you're there.
I'm not sure about the spouse.
You had to be there before 80.
Right, yeah. And okay. I wasn't, so.
Oh, yeah, that's something
there's
important.
There's changes
to
city and state, county and state coverage from EUTF.
Do you get a lot of questions about Advantage program? Because that is such a big buzzword.
We do. And that's where it's helpful to have a plan comparison specialist to do a deeper dive into what each plan covers.
Okay. Yeah, that's really important. Now, the Project Grad thing, is that a set time or is that, did you have to request to go out to see that presentation?
We coordinate with Social Security on a date that's available to the both of us. So.
Okay. Do you have anything coming before the end of the year?
Not for public presentations. Usually we go through other organizations. So let's say like Lana Kila Multipurpose Senior Center, we have a presentation series with them. And if anybody wants us to present to their group, you know, visit the website, click on that presentation request button. We have a number of presentation topics to choose from. But a good place to start is Medicare Basics.
Yeah.
And then also I want to point out on our FAQ page, our Medicare Basics PowerPoint presentation is available there. So everything you would learn is right there. So it's good to hear somebody tell you about it. And then there's often a Q&A portion at the end of the presentation.
Where is that one? I was looking for that.
For the scroll up.
Would it be under here?
Oh, you were there.
This is the page.
Yeah, so just scroll up. So what is Medicare? And then we answer it. So this is the PowerPoint presentation that we use.
And so, yeah, by the way, if you have end-stage renal disease, that's covered as well, right?
Yes.
And then what's the other one? I can't even pronounce
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good. What you guys do is so valuable. And by the way, I don't know if you ever are going to see the three gentlemen. Tell them I said thank you so much. I'm a big sports guy. I played basketball and baseball in high school. So when I saw them, I'm like, wow, what a coup. Thank them, all three of them. But it's just an honor to have you guys here. Yeah, what you guys have been doing, I've been watching you guys, as you know, for many years. You've been written many stories in the magazine, articles in the magazine, but it's so important. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, too.
Don't forget our October issues coming out. It'll be out probably the third or fourth week of October. We're a little late this year because we are not doing a December issue. We are switching to a full calendar year. So we will start with January, February. issue. We go in January, February, March on to the rest of the year. Hopefully, we can maybe go back to having our aging in place event in we're looking at spring and fall. So we are working on a date right now. As you know, 2021, we're pretty much we're done for the year in terms of events. You can always subscribe to the magazine. Go to our, click out, just cut out. I know some of you don't want to cut the magazine, but take a picture of it and fill it in. Yeah, I have people that send me, "Oh, I didn't want to cut out the cut the magazine, so I'm going to write you my information on a piece of paper." It's so cute. But yeah, thanks for subscribing. By the way, guys, our magazine is we direct mail to over 3,000 doctors and dentists in the state of Hawaii. All the politicians get them. A lot of physical therapists get them. All the facilities get them. We have about nearly 1,000 subscribers. And recently, I've been seeing more and more from the neighbor islands.
Oh, nice.
And the mainland. It's amazing how many people I've seen. I was telling last week's guest, Norma Cobb, that we are one of the few entities around the country doing what we do.
It's amazing.
In terms of a print magazine, a website magazine, our radio show, our webinars, and our Facebook page. So, guys, we provide a ton of information. If you don't find information, you can always give me a call. I'm in the magazine. But Generation808.com, we really pride ourselves on our staff, and everybody prides ourselves on providing really great, accurate content. So thank you very much. But Norma, thanks again. Wanda, thank you so much again. Norma was last week, guys.
She and I work together.
Yeah. You guys do fantastic work, and I'm always here to support you. If you have any stories or any other super seniors or volunteers, let us know, because we want to highlight all these volunteers.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I get requests to contribute an article to Generation Magazine.
Well, if you have a volunteer.
I'll do a volunteer one.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. Everybody needs volunteers. So, guys, have a great weekend. Be safe. Get vaccinated, by the way. And have a great weekend. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.